Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yeah, I can't say we're better for having gone through it. I mean, would we be better if we won that game? Would we be as motivated if we won that game? I don't know that. I think the two teams are very different. I think we're a different leadership group, different team. It's been a different kind of team all year and not in a good or bad way reflected on last year. So we've been there before, but a lot of these kids weren't there. Some of them were. I think the 2 years are independent of each other, just like this game will be independent of the game against Ole Miss previously.
Yeah, obviously Kirby Smart talking about the situation a year ago in which they lost in the college football playoffs and coming into today. And I know he suggested it maybe doesn't impact the players. I do think he learned from it. And I do think he changed a couple things in this time between the SEC championship game and then a week off while other teams played their opening round games, and maybe some of the process that he went through with the team. But in terms of the players and the game itself, I don't know if it carried over there, Randy.
No, I mean, everything is always an individual matchup, weekend, whatever it is. Like, this game is not going to look anything like – I don't say that. It's going to be a little different than it was before because the defense for Georgia is playing better than they were then. Ole Miss's defense still can't stop any damn body, you know, and so that's still a process of it that Georgia still got to be able to run the football. Kobe Young got hurt in that game. He's back this game. You know, that's another factor that's coming in. Obviously, on defense, you're going to be without Gabe Harris, who was playing so good, so strong at that rush in position. And obviously, Aguero is your star, who's not going to be playing also, but I'm sure they have other guys that can play in that area and things like that. But I think everything, you know, and obviously Lane Kiffin isn't on the sideline either.
Yeah.
And we know what he is as far as a mastermind, how he sits there, and it's no secret he waits until the last second of the head that's transported to the quarterback, tell him where to go with the football and all those different things. So that's not going to be there. We do have Georgia does have the advantage as far as the coaching of this thing. Kirby is the best coach in the country, and so you have that. We've been in this situation. Now, us being in this situation isn't going to help us because last time we were in this situation, completely different from this year last year because Gunner was, you know, first start, lost our starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously the tragedy that happened with Kirby and his family that happened last year down there. And so it's more solidified this year. Last year, Notre Dame just got us. It was a 10-point swing, and Georgia just couldn't bounce back.
Yeah.
And I do think that Marcus Freeman outcoached Corbin in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I just don't think that's going to happen this game. I'm so excited to watch it because the Sugar Bowl is going to be crazy. We'll talk to B.A. later. I'm anxious to see what it looks like down there in New Orleans as far as because I'm pretty sure the Ole Miss people are in the house. This is
sure.
the biggest game in Ole Miss history, just like you know, last week was. You know, obviously, you know, Georgia, we've been here, done that. But, yeah, this is still a huge game because it allows you to continue to, you know, play for the one goal in college football. That's the championship.
Yeah, so, again, one game tonight, Miami, Ohio State, and then three tomorrow on New Year's Day. That is your college football playoff quarterfinals. A couple of bowl games took place yesterday. The Independence Bowl. Louisiana Tech beat Coastal Carolina 23-14.
Their music coach was so excited.
Say what?
Coastal Carolina's coach was so excited. Yeah. Not Coastal, but
Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, he was so excited.
It's a bowl game.
I love it. I love the energy of that. You know, him and his players being excited about winning a damn bowl game. That's the thing I took away from that one.
Music City Bowl, Illinois beat Tennessee 30-28.
It's a good game. It was a good
game. We do need to calm down with this. This conference is this record, and that conference is that record.
It's just something. It's something to get people to talk over. And Illinois just, like, they held on to the ball for freaking ever, man.
What's Illinois?
I mean, when Tennessee had the ball, I mean, they didn't do too much with it, but they ended up making a good game. I think Brett Bielema, I think he's a hell of a football coach, and he fits perfect right there in Illinois. I know Josh Heupel's getting a lot of smoke from Tennessee fans, understandably, and all those different things. Did you see that? Like, they haven't, like,
beaten a team with a winning record this year?
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I saw that one.
Did not know that.
Not great. Not great.
It's not good for Tennessee at all.
No. And then the Alamo Bowl. You mentioned this one, USC and TCU. TCU wins it 30-27 in overtime. And Lincoln Riley he's kind of getting caught in the middle of a number of things. He is a guy that they brought over, which was really a heist at the time.
Yes.
Kind of viewed that way, because who leaves Oklahoma? You do that, bring him there to try and win a national championship, and they have been completely non-competitive.
He didn't win nothing at Oklahoma.
No.
Other than his quarterback's won Heisman, which is really awesome. Don't get me wrong. But they didn't do nothing then. I mean, they had us on the ropes. I ain't going to lie. They had us on the ropes out there in Pasadena, but they didn't finish us.
Well, it was interesting to see some of the reaction. Notre Dame fans yesterday rooting big time for TCU because of this comment from Lincoln Riley.
Had Notre Dame lived up to their word and played us anytime, anywhere, we would be playing them the next 2 years. And looking ahead after that and hopefully continuing the series. They did not follow through on it. Thus, we are not playing them the next couple of years. We're hopeful something can be worked out in the future. That'd be fantastic. We at SC would love for the game to continue, and we have no problem following through on our promises in the future.
Whatever. I don't think you want to play them either. That takes away a possible loss for y'all. Go and pick somebody else that you can just go and beat down and get that extra win. I hate the fact that this game is not going to be played. We talked about it both days this week. It's one of those just traditional games that when you see USC Notre Dame, you understand the value of what that rivalry is, those two brands. And it does suck that it's not going to be, that it's not going to be anytime soon. I know it's definitely not next 2 years. So hopefully they can figure out something once this playoff expands or whatever and bring that game back. Because, I mean, it's just where college football is, though. Where college sports is. So saw Coach Cal whining and everything.
Yeah,
I understand what he's trying to say. I understand what he's trying to say. But there's no more corrupt sport outside of FIFA, maybe, than men's college basketball.
The Olympics too.
I mean, come on now. Come on, Cal. I mean, come on now. I understand what you're saying, but I understand it's crazy with the whole rule who can play and how many years out and who can come back to school. Yeah, that's unfair and something, but it's legal. But for y'all to stand there and stand on y'all's soapbox when all the crooked crap you used to do with that Nike money and the AAU teams and all that other stuff, man, miss me with that.
Everyone's trying to find the margins.
Miss me with that.
And so that's all that is. There is one, the playoff game tonight we've talked about. There's a couple of bowl games as well. The ReliaQuest Bowl, Iowa and Vanderbilt. The Sun Bowl, Arizona
probably
State.
Probably playing that, right?
Who?
Probably
I think so.
Yeah, nobody knows from not to play.
Arizona State and Duke. And just of note there in today's Sun Bowl, 2 o'clock CBS, Gary Danielson's final broadcast.
Yeah, I saw that. So, I heard that yesterday with Coach Neuheisel. They were talking about Gary's he's moving on. Moving on, and you know how I feel about Gary. I love me some Gary Danielson. I think just with him and Uncle Vern, and obviously him and Ness all those years. You know, it was always that was the crew. Now I know Gary got on and rubbed people the wrong way, and people would complain all the time about Gary. But, yeah, he's one of the best to ever do it, man. And that's definitely – everybody knows. That's my man right there.
I mean, this two-year swing, though, for CBS in terms of college football, no longer with the SEC, no longer with Gary Danielson. Right. It's a whole different feel over there now. The Citrus Bowl at 3 o'clock would have been a great game. I mean, it may still be a great game, but it's, you know, it's Citrus Bowl the day that there's a playoff game. Michigan and Texas.
Yeah, man. I mean, again, we talk about brands, and I know, I don't know, is Underwood going to play in these games?
Don't they play in the next year or two? I think Texas in 2 years is playing Michigan. Is that next year?
I think
they play the Buckeyes one more time.
Oh, okay.
And then I think they play Michigan to start the season in 2 years.
But I think, could be wrong. You know, you got the two brands. I'm pretty sure Archie's going to play in this game because he's coming back. Just Underwood playing. We understand the whole thing with Michigan and the head coach and all those.
He's in the booth today.
Like that. Yeah, I would assume he's there. I would assume he's there. But my thing is, like, at some point, and I'm sure these young men, when they're down there, when you look across, you look at your damn Michigan and that's Texas. Your damn Texas and that's Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, I know it's the Citrus Bowl and all those different things, but it's still Texas versus damn Michigan. And we talk about those brands and those things and going into the offseason on a high note and having the fact that you did. We beat Michigan. We beat or we beat Texas. So I think it's going to be a good game.
And then the Las Vegas Bowl to end the season. Bunch of red heading down there to Vegas. Nebraska and Utah.
Freaky there?
No.
Oh, Freaky's not going?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's too busy. Common recruits.
That's right. Hawks are going to be hosting the Timberwolves here in a couple of hours.
Last coverage. Game of the damn of December for this team.
End the year on a winning note, maybe. You do get Kristaps Porzingis back today is the expectation.
Okay.
Jalen Johnson's supposed to be returning, and then last I saw Trey listed as questionable.
Okay, so, there you go. I want to see this full squad together against a Minnesota team. Obviously, Ant-Man's back home, so it's going to be, you know, it's always going to be rocking when he's in the building. But, yeah, okay, everybody's back. Now let's see what y'all got.
And I just putting this out there on the radar. Conference play is beginning in college basketball. Georgia Tech plays Duke today, number 6 ranked Duke, at 4 p.m.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I just saw their new recruiting class for Duke.
They didn't. I mean, not that Shire's Coach K, but like they're not losing much from that aspect.
No, they're not. Hey, each Wednesday night, Joe and I got Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, low prices, low savings. That is Prep Sports Nation with my main man, Day-Day.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. When we come back, Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons analyst, former Falcons quarterback, going to join us with all the latest going up there in Flowery Branch. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.